Rebecca Hill had some coffee standing by for Carter when she walked in for the morning briefing.
"You stood me up, Mum."
She handed Carter the cup with a smile. Carter stared at her for a moment. She appreciated that the regulation gear was no match for Hill's personality. She always looked as if she'd been brushed backward, like velvet. Carter smiled. They had their own easy relationship at work. Outside of the station, it was more complicated. They didn't usually confuse the two. As far as she was concerned, no one at work knew about her private life, and she wanted it to stay that way.
"Oh yeah, sorry. Got held up at the Palmerston estate. How did the school search go?"
"Busy. Dogs picked up a trace where, you said, round the back of the shed and down the alley. Then it went cold. We searched the houses, the locals helped, but possibly she was picked up by car from there. We bugged up all the rubbish from round the side gate."
They headed to the incident room.
"But there was definitely trace in the alley."
"Search and rescue were positive."
"You got into the school?"
"Front yard only. Atherton's orders."
Carter wondered if the school governing board were involved in the decision. She took a swig of coffee and pushed at the door.